Rick Naylor, the vice president of the Police Superintendents Association, accepts cases like this shouldn't happen, but he defends the principle of public interest immunity.
There's certain aspects of evidence gathering in criminal trials and sometimes in civil cases that could lead to people being harmed if their identity becomes known. But also there are sometimes national security issues and also issues where the police have used particularly sensitive ways of gathering evidence, and we don't want that to become public knowledge.
But surely this system can be open to misuse, can't it?
Well, that's always the danger. I can't talk about individual cases, but I think it's wrong for the police or the prosecution to use PII where there have been some shortcomings in any particular case. We mustn't bring PII into disrepute because it is a very valuable tool in protecting the public as well as enhancing the police's capacity to detect some of the most difficult cases.
Surely a defendant's rights to a fair trial have to be paramount, don't they?
Well, yes, I agree with you there that there's got to be that, but there's got to be a balance. The defendant has got to have those rights, and those rights are sacrosanct, but it's also about the community's rights. The community have rights to live in peace and without their property being stolen and without their lives being placed in danger.
In the Lincolnshire case, it was the family of the victim who were left feeling justice hadn't been done because no one was brought to trial for the murder. But in a string of other cases, the use of public interest immunity has led to an innocent person being convicted.
They dressed me up to be like an international mafia boss. My initial reaction was, this is a fit-up, what the hell was going on?
Erkin Gune is trying to get back to some sort of normality after spending 7 years in prison for something he didn't do. But the memory of the day when police arrived at his house 8 years ago still haunts him.
Got up, as we normally do, to take my daughter to school and go to work. We got as far as the front door and officers turned up, asking to search the premises, produce a warrant. 1 minute there was several officers running upstairs. It was like Waterloo Station for about 10 minutes. And then I was taken upstairs. They showed me articles of what they found, and basically they've just opened these bags and said, OK, yeah, what's this?
What precisely did they show you?
A bag, articles in the bag. Another object that was wrapped up, which I later on found out was 5 kilos of Class A drugs, a handgun and 140 rounds of ammunition.
Mr. Gune had fallen out badly with some former business associates, and he was sure they'd planted the drugs and the gun in his house before tipping off a corrupt police contact. He wanted to make this a key part of his defence. Some of the police in his case had been investigated for corruption in an inquiry known as Operation Jackpot, though none had faced any action as a result. But his barrister was prevented from raising the issue by the use of public interest immunity. The judge ruled the jury shouldn't know there'd been a question mark over the arresting officer's integrity. Nor were they told other police officers had been captured on tape asking for money to stop the case.
We had evidence that it was a fit-up. I had articles where 5 High Court judges in 5 separate cases saying that the officers in and around Operation Jackpot, some of which were involved in my case, could never be relied upon as a witness of truth in any court in any land. I feel very strongly that the jury should have had access to that information.
What do you think would have happened if the jury had seen all the information that you'd actually got?
Even if they saw one piece of the information, any one of those pieces would have cast a big shadow over the prosecution's case.
Mr. Gune was convicted and sentenced to 14 years in July 1996 for firearms and drugs offences. He served his time and last year he was released. It was only later, in May this year, that an investigation by the Criminal Cases Review Commission led to his conviction being quashed. Even then, neither he nor his lawyers were allowed to know what new information came to light to clear his name. Once again, it was covered by public interest immunity. The judge said substantial doubt had been cast on the integrity of the police who were tipped off about the alleged crime. Mr. Gune's solicitor, Tim Green, says the systems failed him.
There is obviously a very large suspicion that PII is used in a lot of cases to cover up police malpractice. We know that there were a lot of corrupt police officers involved in Mr. Gune's case from absolutely the very beginning, and those people are no longer police officers. It's very hard to see why Mr. Gune, and indeed the general public, shouldn't be told why he served 7 years in prison when he shouldn't, and who was responsible. Mr. Gune is surely entitled to know who did this to him. him. He's entitled to know that those people will be brought to book as a result of that, and he's entitled to compensation. He may get compensation, but he's not going to get the other two.
No one from the Metropolitan Police wanted to be interviewed about the case. In a statement, the force said it regretted what had happened.
The court made the decision based on concerns surrounding the integrity of the officers involved in compiling the original intelligence report, which led to the arrest being made. These allegations have never been substantiated and were unavailable to the court and the police at the time of the conviction. The officers involved have subsequently retired. We believe the necessary improvements required to address the issues raised by this case have already been recognised and made. Nonetheless, the outcome of this case is unfortunate for all concerned and a matter of regret.
Mr. Gounet is expecting compensation under a Home Office scheme for his wrongful conviction, but he still feels wounded by his experience.
I felt worse than I ever did after they clearing my name.
Why did you feel worse?
Wasted time.